We're here at the Congress of Automotive Repair and Service, or CARS Expo, in New Orleans. With me is Kelly Davis with the Renewable Fuels Association. And Kelly is new to RFA. Kelly, first of all, tell me what your title is with RFA.
Hi, Cindy. It's good to be here. I'm the Director of Regulatory Affairs for the Renewable Fuels Association. Just came on with the organization the 1st of September.
And what's your background, Kelly?
My background's 30 years in corn processing. I actually have been producing ethanol since 1981.
And where are you from? What part of the country?
I'm from West Virginia, graduated from Marshall University, have a degree in chemistry, and went to work right away in the petroleum business at a refinery for Ashland Oil. And early in my career, in 1982, and maybe a year after my started my work, they asked me to go over to the ethanol plant across the river and help them out with startup. And, of course, the rest is history. I fell in love with the business. I went over to South Point Ethanol. Some in the business may remember South Point Ethanol, but we were an early dry mill trailblazer, and we had a successful 13-year run. And in 1995, I was recruited to the new Minnesota model, if you'll remember that. And I went to Chippewa Valley Ethanol Company. I call it my home. Absolutely love CVEC, and was with CVEC for 12 years of my career. As the industry started shooting through the roof in 2006, decided to jump out of production in the technical side and go a little more towards the marketing side. And so I had a nice four-year run working in technical services relative to marketing ethanol to the marketplace. And, of course, marketing is consolidated, and we didn't get to keep our company, which was very sad, but it was a very exciting day, the day I called the RFA, and they said I could join the team.
So you're new to RFA, but certainly not new to the ethanol industry, and that's great. And we're here at CARS, and you're here with Bobby Likas Car Clinic, which is a partner of RFA, a great guy, a talk show host who really speaks to the people that you're reaching here, which is automotive technicians and mechanics and the people that know cars and that you hope are going to know more about ethanol. And that's why you're here, and you're also here with Ricardo. So tell me a little bit about why you're here and what you're hearing from people as you're here at the show.
Yeah, we have a nice booth here. We're adjacent to the Bobby Likas, which is the video cameras and things like that. But we have the Ricardo truck here on display, which a lot of people here, the people that are here are mostly car mechanics or people that own car mechanic garages or chains of car mechanics. So the people that are coming by are very interested. They're not looking inside the vehicle. They're looking under the hood of the vehicle. And so they're very interested. Most of them have not seen a research and development engine, which is what we're looking at here. So the reason the RFA is here and with Ricardo is because the fuels of the future are in E15 rollout. Octane is our plus. We've always had high octane. We'll continue to be that. And as engines need to move towards the 55 miles per gallon target that we're shooting for, octane is going to be ever more important in the fuel supply.
So what are some of the things you've been talking to the mechanics and the technicians here? What are you hearing from them?
They're bringing up the same misinformation myths that we have fought for 30 years. We continually fight this misinformation with true facts, true studies, and yet those will get shuffled under the rug because people love sound bites, even if they're misinformation sound bites. And that's why we felt it was important to come to the mechanic. The mechanic's not necessarily as interested in sound bites as some of the consumers are. So, and a mechanic is a very trusted person with their car. And so the last thing we need is the mechanics jumping on this misinformation campaign and now blaming every car problem coming and going on ethanol, because we know better than that after all this time. And so we're here to educate them, but we're also here to roll out part of the education and outreach program of the E15.
And part of that is busting myths, and you're actually going to speak to this entire group here and tell them what are some of the myths in particular that you're going to be busting.
The food versus fuel myth, the energy balance myths, some of the myths that are just common out there that you have day in, day out. We're going to specifically address three of them in a nice team tag format on Saturday. Bobby's very excited about it. This is a new event for the RFA. RFA doesn't do, we've never done a CARS event. So we're kind of eyes wide open and ears wide open to hear what people have to say and take it back to our constituency and let them know what's going on out here in the automotive repair service world.
And Bobby is broadcasting live, and he's actually right behind us talking. So we're going to tune in for that, and we're going to tell you more about what's happening here at the Congress of Automotive Repair and Service, CARS, in New Orleans. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.